This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Wouldn't you like to take a vacation from your bills? Well, you can. With credit card balances at an all-time high and Golden Oak's 5.25% rate, you could be saving thousands of dollars after a simple phone call. Call today and get your cash in as little as 14 days and make no payments for 2 months. Visit GoldenOakLending.com to speak to someone today.
Golden Oak Lending cured my blues.
6.19 APR, FHA, 15-year, 20% equity qualified credit. Additional terms apply. NMLS 114937.
If you have a locked AT&T phone, we're here with Bolt Cutters. T-Mobile will help pay off your locked phone and give you a new 5G phone for free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom.
Via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax and a $10 device connection charge. Qualifying port and trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement as due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early.
Hollywood Hotline, shop over 2,000 Toyotas on sale at one location, Toyota of Hollywood on 441 between Hollywood and Sheridan, toyotaofhollywood.com. Zach Gelb is a national radio host for the Infinity Sports Network. Follow him on Twitter, at Zach Gelb. Gelby, I'm wondering if you're surprised that the Minnesota Vikings told the ayahuasca taken old man who loves to stay in dark places, Aaron Rodgers, like, enough, we're tired of waiting for you, and they're riding with the rookie, J.J. McCarthy.
I think the characterization of that could be a little bit wrong, but I guess according to when I was listening, you've been getting a lot of things wrong today.
What happened?
Especially with the Hard Rock Stadium and all that other stuff. No, just I don't think that this is the – I don't think Aaron Rodgers was sitting there holding the Vikings in limbo. It was just where the Vikings actually interested. And the Vikings said, thanks, but no thanks. Like, we're out on ayahuasca, Aaron, and we're going to go with our young quarterback. So this, to me, is Aaron Rodgers' rejection. And this is Aaron being the desperate person that wanted to go to Minnesota. And the hot girl said no thank you to Aaron Rodgers.
Is Aaron really going to change? Like, now it's the Steelers, Gelby. That's like, we know what's going to happen. It's a one-year rental, whatever, with Aaron Rodgers. Is Aaron going to change something? Because if you look at his numbers from last year, they're not bad. But we all watch the Jets. You're in New York. You watch the Jets. It wasn't impressive. Is Aaron Rodgers changing a franchise?
No, not anymore. Like, could the Steelers get Aaron Rodgers and could they win a playoff game with him, which they haven't done since 2016? I guess. So if that's considered a big change, I guess we could classify it that way. But I don't think we would regard it that way, especially when we're talking about the Pittsburgh Steelers. So I don't think he's going to the Giants. The question just becomes, if he keeps on waiting and dragging his feet, do the Steelers kind of have the guts to just say, okay, we're going to roll it back with Russell Wilson. We're sick and tired of waiting for Aaron Rodgers. And quite frankly, I'd be good if he just retired. But like, I really like if it came out tomorrow that the Giants moved up to the number one overall pick to get Cam Ward and the Steelers just said, bleep this, we're going to rock and roll with Russell Wilson. I'm good. But like, I don't need to see any more Aaron Rodgers. He's not going to win another Super Bowl. We all know he's going to be a first ballot Hall of Fame quarterback. But he's someone that it's kind of crazy where you look back at his career and it's a top 10, top 15 quarterbacking career. But you look back at it and you go, got to one Super Bowl. And I like forget only winning one, but only got to one, especially how early in his career he did that. He was never able to get back to another one. That's the crazy part to me.
Yeah. And Gel, that's interesting because I think at one point he wins that Super Bowl. We're talking about Aaron Rodgers, just like pure talent and expectations. We're talking about Aaron Rodgers like he's going to end up being in the
Tom Brady
Manning,
range.
Tom Brady class. And, I mean,
it's
he's definitely not
that. It's the thing that frustrates me the most. It's because people go, oh, well, he's the best quarterback I've ever seen. No, the best quarterback you've ever seen is Tom Brady. Sure, Aaron Rodgers may have the stronger arm. The accuracy may be better. But Brady was still able to kick your ass, and everyone says, oh, Brady doesn't have the strongest arm. He wasn't the most accurate quarterback in the world, you know, compared to some other guys. So Brady was working against all that and still kicked everybody's ass and still won seven championships in two different spots too. So the Brady-Rodgers stuff was the dumbest thing I've ever heard people say that, oh, Rodgers, you know, I'd rather have Rodgers over Brady. Nonsense.
Who would you rather have going into 2025? Tua Tagovailoa or Aaron Rodgers?
Oh, I thought you were going to say Tom Brady or Aaron Rodgers. I'd rather have Tua. Now, I'm not saying that that means Tua is the better quarterback, but it's almost like for Tua, there's still an unknown of when he's healthy, you know, how far can this go? Because the sample size in the postseason is still very small for him. For Aaron Rodgers, he's 42. I think they're – put it this way. If Tua Tagovailoa was on the Jets last year, Tua would have got banged up and he would have got hurt, but I thought he would have won more games than what Aaron Rodgers did, especially early on in the season.
And, Gelby, talking about – you saw brother Giants, the Titans, the Browns. We know the first picks of the draft. That, you know, they all need a damn quarterback. Is what you've done, the people you've talked to, and, you know, you do national TV, so you national radio, you talk to everybody. Is the Shedeur Sanders hate warranted, and is he the better quarterback? Because, bro, I've watched all the Canes games last year. I go to every Canes game because I have a damn restaurant, shameless plug, in the Hard Rock Stadium for Canes games, and I went to Boulder and I watched Shedeur Sanders play. I really believe in my heart Cam Ward is a better football player than Shedeur, where Shedeur can be good. I think Shedeur can lead a franchise, but it seems like there are some knocks against Shedeur that I don't think are warranted.
I think it's a lot of jackassery with the draft process. You know, anyone that's sitting there saying that Shedeur Sanders is going to fall in the draft, give me a break. I'm not saying he's generational. I'm not saying Cam Ward is generational either. But one way or another, Cam Ward's going to be the first overall pick of the draft. And Shedeur Sanders, if I'm Cleveland, I would take him at two. If Cleveland continues to be Cleveland and they don't make the right decision, then the Giants are in play at three. The farthest he's going to fall would be to six, because I still think the Raiders would be in line to gobble him up if you have the Browns and also the Giants pass up on him just because they got Geno Smith. That doesn't mean that they can't draft Shedeur Sanders. So at worst case, he's going six. But I think like some of the things that people were saying at the combine, that one dopey report that's like, oh, a quarterback coach in the top seven said he was brash and arrogant. Well, information for you. I want my quarterback to be brash and arrogant. If they're not an alpha, that's a damn problem. What do you want them to come in the room and be all respectful and shake everybody's hands and not have an opinion and have zero confidence? Stop that. That's something I don't want. So it was stupid what happened with Shedeur at the combine.
Yeah, so, Gelb, it's funny because obviously down here in Miami, we got to see Cam Ward for an entire season, and all of us are sick. I said it yesterday. It's sick to my stomach whenever I think about it that Cam Ward maybe had the greatest individual season of a Miami Hurricanes quarterback ever, and that's saying something given a couple Heisman Trophy-winning quarterbacks at the U.
And you guys still couldn't make the playoffs.
And Mario Cristobal on the defense just pooped themselves and couldn't get into the playoffs. So it literally counted for nothing. But having said that, all of us think Cam, the world of Cam Ward. And I wonder if, from your perspective or from a national perspective, look, he's the surefire best quarterback in the draft. I think everybody agrees. But is he a franchise changer? You think the Titans are going Cam Ward for sure?
Here's what I know about Cam Ward and Shedeur Sanders. I think that they've made everyone else around them better. And even though neither played in the college football playoff, they did win more with less. It's not like they, like Restrepo is a very good wide receiver for Miami. I know that, Shedeur had Travis Hunter, but the rest of the pieces around them were not the greatest pieces in the world. So I think that goes for something. I think right now both could be good. I don't know if both can be great, but so the other part of your question, I think for sure Cam Ward's going one. I just don't know if Tennessee's going to take him or if maybe I don't think the Browns are going to trade up. If a team trades up, it could be the Giants. But if you put a gun to my head today, I would say Cam Ward won to Tennessee. You know what? Screw the gun to the head part. If I'm doing the drafting, here would be the first four picks for me. Cam Ward won to Tennessee, Shedeur 2 to Cleveland. Then in the third spot, I think that the Giants then should take Travis Hunter, and then the Patriots go Abdul Carter. That's what I would like to see happen.
Exactly what I had, Gelb. You and me, just on the same wavelength. Zach Gelb, a national radio host for the Infinity Sports Network.
Hey, I got a question.
Yeah, well, I was going to ask you about your bracket that I saw you filled out on Twitter, Gelb, because, because you went Duke and Florida. Oh, real original for a final, Duke and Florida.
It's nobody, all right.
Nobody has that,
Gelb. You don't even care about college, but you're a basketball guy. You don't even care about college basketball because I heard the dopey things you said about the SEC earlier.
Oh, this SEC. Oh, basketball conference. Oh, we got 14 teams. I'll put money right now with either of you. No
Who
SEC.
Do you root for, by the way? Who's your
FIU. Team? FIU, pause up, baby.
Yeah.
Pause up. FIU.
Yeah, pause up.
Panthers.
Yeah. The Panthers. They're the Panthers nobody cares about in Florida. We only care about the other Panthers.
Oh, yeah.
But you
because,
do a good job on the games, right?
Yeah, no, because the Temple Owls are really broadening their fan base.
Here's the difference between you and I. I'll tell you when my team sucks. You can't do so, all right? My team sucks. But I got my attention was caught by Channing's story. So who threw you the bag of cash back in the day, and how much was it, just wondering?
I got a couple different bags, Gelby, allegedly. I've learned, Gelb, if I say allegedly, then it's all fine. So,
well,
yeah.
Past the statute of limitations. No offense, what are they going to do? They're going to vacate things for you going back to Florida? Who gives a rat's ass at this
point? Gelb, I told a story a couple years back about me selling my jersey when I was at Florida, and Trace Armstrong called me.
Really?
And was like, hey, man, take it easy on all that stuff. So, like, then I kind of panicked. I'm like, damn, Trace Armstrong called me. Yeah. I'm in trouble. Yeah, and now these damn kids have million-dollar deals. And I'm like, I can't tell a story from 20 years ago?
Here's the thing. Number one, I'm absolutely trying to get a headline out of Channing Crowder right now.
Well, that's already been a headline, Gelb.
I'm trying to get it again. Yeah. And number two, at this rate, Crowder, the NCAA needs you more than you need them. Like, let's be real. And with the pivot and all that stuff, they get more pop, through you guys than they probably do on their own with the buffoons that run the NCAA.
Let me tell you, what's Emmert? What's his name? Emmert?
Oh, Mark.
Yeah, his job is soon to end. And NCAA is going bad off, man. But the hate for the SEC in basketball, I don't get it. You heard Solana in the last segment. I do not get why people hate that once you can pay people – the SEC is going to take over, right? That's what we do.
Yeah, and it also levels the playing field more. But, yeah, you guys are throwing bags of cash, as you know, anyway, back in the day. So now you guys can do it legally. Wonderful.
Gelb, by the way, when Crowder says, I told a story a couple years ago, that story was told when he first came on the air in 2010 when he was still an NFL player, which is why it was a national story, which is why it garnered headlines. Crowder, things are a little different now. And by the way, that was 15 years ago. I think statute of limitations
are done.
Charlie
Baker's giving you a call now. All right, let's be real. I think you'd be good.
I took some money.
How much,
Crowder? There's your Dan. There's our headline. There's the headline. Crowder took money.
How many strip clubs can we go to with all that cash that you got? Singles?
Yeah, we would have had us a good time.
Joe Rose, I know you got to go, Gelby, but Joe Rose said the other day when he was recruited by, I think, Cal. He went to Cal, right? That they, like, gave him a car and they slipped him $100. They left it in the cup holder in the car.
They dropped cash back in Joe's day? Jeez, that's
$100. $100.
They were bartering back then. They were trading off items.
Zach Gelb.
Cars, horse and buggy, probably.
Zach Gelb, the pride of Temple. Listen to him afternoons on the Infinity Sports
Pause
Network.
Pause up, you know, real great. What am I going to say next? Owls, hootie hoot? Like,
all
come
right,
on,
yeah. Gelby, thank you very much, Ben. Appreciate you.
You got it, guys. Be well. Hopefully we didn't Crowder in trouble.
Yeah. Hopefully he
it's
is.
It's over for me.
If we can get that
it's
to
over
go viral,
for me.
That'll be good. Help our ratings. Crowder, Solana, Jimmy, and Dan Day take you up until 6.
I
right here.
4? No, 6? I got money from, like, probably close to double-digit schools, 8
allegedly.
Or 9 schools.
Allegedly.
Allegedly. That, Dan, if you say allegedly, then nothing can happen bad. But
good.
Yeah, man, people will shoot you $4,000 or $5,000, no problem. That's nothing.
Allegedly.
Yeah, what a life you live, man. We are breaking news here on the Hockman and Crowder Show. Hock and Crowder Show. We'll take a break. More
on the
HC
shore.
Coming up next on the shore.
This is the Hawk and Crowder Show.
Somebody texts in, how is it possible the most successful and famous person on the show does not know how to unmute their microphone or keep their teeth in?
I'll let Jesus take the wheel.
Hawk and Crowder.
Hey, it's Jim Costa with Cash the Ticket. Mike Valeni and I are all over the tournament again this March. Breakdowns of every region and every game, who are the Cinderellas, and which team's cutting down the nets. Subscribe and listen to Cash the Ticket on the Odyssey app, wherever you get your podcasts.